we were a trio, and we're now going to bring in our friend. She does so much on the website, for the radio. The whole station will fall apart without her. Kendall Valenzuela joins us now. Kendall, how are you this evening?
Hi, guys. Nick just used the word derriere on the radio. I can't believe I even heard that.
Yeah, I don't think that is a violation, is it?
No, it's not. It's just silly.
Well, I was only trying to be honest because, I mean, come on, Kendall. I mean, this Broncos team, I mean, we are used to them winning a lot of games. And I'm sitting here with the Broncos historian, John Davis. But when you think about where the Broncos are currently, I mean, how does that make you feel? And what do you think about the organization as a whole?
I mean, I've talked to you about it and John because, like you said, we were a fantastic trio and had an amazing show together. But I talked to you about it, Nick, before, and it's so sad. You know, I came here to work for the fan, and I haven't had a winning season. I don't think Zach has had a winning season. So they've had four straight losing seasons for the first time since, I believe, 1963 to 1972. 5-11, 6-10, 7-9, 5-11 again. It just gets old. So I agree with you, Nick, that it gets old, and you do want to have some wins.
It does get old. Kendall, as always, when there's breaking news, I go to my Twitter and I look right for your account because you are on it as it happens. When the Matthew Stafford news broke this week from Adam Schefter that him and the Lions will be parting ways, he'll be leaving via trade. What is your initial reaction to him coming to the Broncos? The possibility.
You know, it's funny because Raj, I got texts from Raj and James Merrillat, and they said, you know, Stafford is available and things like that. And it sounds so nerdy, but the first thing I thought of was that poem, The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost, where it goes, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry, I couldn't travel both, blah, 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 blah. I took the one last traveled by, and that's made all the difference. So it's so funny because that's where the Broncos are right now. And this is a defining moment for George Payton especially. And this is why they brought him here. They have two roads that they can go through. They can go get Matthew Stafford, or they can do something like George Payton said and draft and develop. So they have these two roads that they can go down. And I feel like most of the fan hosts are leaning towards going for Matthew Stafford. I've been convinced, listening to you guys, listening to everyone, that would probably be a good idea. So I'm all for it. He'd be a franchise-defining bargain for any team he goes to because he has 2 years for $43 million, which is pretty cheap considering what top-tier NFL quarterbacks are being paid now. So I kind of like it. He's got two options, and this is why George Payton's here. So I think it's exciting, too, that they have the option now, that they know that this could be a defining moment for them, and we'll see what they do.
So let's say if it is Matthew Stafford. What happens with good old Drew Lock?
You know, you tell me that, Nick. What does happen with good old Drew Lock? You know, you want someone in here to help, and a franchise quarterback, sure, but a veteran nonetheless is what Matthew Stafford is. So when you bring him in, you know he's going to make players around him better, and that we're going to see them get better. Judy, Hamler, Sutton, Fant, they're all going to get better because Stafford is here. And you can't say the same thing with Drew Lock because he also needs to get better. And maybe Stafford is that veteran quarterback that he needs to learn from. So he will make players around him better. And Orlando Franklin said, too, he will protect the Broncos from Pat Shurmur. I edited that video today, and it was funny to listen to because you know that Pat Shurmur is going to do whatever he wants on offense. It's been clear that Vic Fangio kind of doesn't want anything to do with it. So Shurmur is going to stick with his ways in the three wide receiver set, and it's going to stick around. But at least Stafford will understand kind of what the defense is going to give him, and he's going to know what to do with the football. And overall, that's going to make everyone else around him better. So when you look at Matthew Stafford, you can say, okay, a veteran quarterback, he doesn't have a great record. He's only gotten to 10 wins twice in his career, I believe, is what Zach Bai said today. So, you know, his numbers aren't great, but he also played with the Lions. So maybe he can come in here and be a veteran presence and help everyone around him get better, too. That's what I think, personally.
We are joined by Kendall Valenzuela on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Kendall, we only have 25 more Matthew Stafford questions for you.
I've only edited like 25 Matthew Stafford videos already, so I am ready for you guys.
You're ready. And real quick, I want at least 30 Orlando Franklin videos on Twitter every day, please. But
I know. I'll send them to you.
Please, last one about Matthew Stafford. Would you be willing to give up the 9th pick overall to get Matthew Stafford?
I would. It's so hard for a quarterback with no playoff wins. It kind of just irks my soul. And again, I know he was with the Detroit Lions. Yes, I would give up a first round pick because then you have a veteran quarterback. I don't like it. Do you guys like that? Because I hate saying it.
Yeah, I like it.
I know. Well, Nick, I know you love it.
Yes.
But it's just, yeah, I will give up a first round pick. Maybe, and I read this from, I think, Mark. Maybe they could make it not this year's. Maybe they could make it a first and a third, but next year's first. It just all depends. You know that they probably right now don't have a quarterback in Drew Lock, but maybe he can develop. But also getting Matt Stafford and making sure you're not passing on your quarterback of the future in the draft too, I think that's important as well. Because you're going to have Matt Stafford for, what do you got, two? I mean, he has 5 years left in him is what I've been reading. But realistically, how many good years? Two or three? And I just don't think the Broncos are a quarterback away from winning, from being contenders, from being contending with Kansas City or going to the Super Bowl. He only has, you know, two 10-win seasons. So to say that Matthew Stafford could come in here and take the Broncos immediately to the Super Bowl, I don't think that's fair to put even on him. But like I said, he can get guys around him to be better, like Judy and Hamler and Sutton. So I'm all for it. A first rounder, sure. It hurts me to say because hopefully they're not passing on someone that they really need. But I would do that, yeah.
Well, Kendall, look, you can still get Matthew Stafford by giving up a first rounder. You can give up a second this year and a first next year. Right? That is something that the Broncos can actually do. But, you know, this is the time of year that we see coaches kind of taken in the middle of the night off for teams' rosters. And that seemed like that's what happened with Ronaldo Hill, who's now taking his talent to the Los Angeles Chargers. Do you see any kind of pros and cons to Ronaldo Hill not being with the Denver Broncos?
Well, I feel like you kind of said it, Nick. Whenever you get a coach taken away from you, and you know especially, it isn't great for you or the teammates or the players because then you have to find someone else to come in. And I believe this is the second consecutive season the Broncos have lost an assistant to a California team. So especially with Hill did this season when Ed Donatell was out for 5 games because of COVID, he stepped up, and I think that was the defining moment for him to be taken away and go to the Chargers. And I think that was it's a great deal for him, obviously. But anytime a coach leaves, especially like you said, in the middle of the night, the Broncos pass defense was ranked, I believe 16th this year. And they had a ton of injuries, but Hill, what I was reading, he knows the defensive system and he had a really good track record of developing players in the secondary. So of course the cons are going to be that the Broncos lost someone that helped Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson to second-team All-Pro status, and same thing that could have been happening with A.J. Bouye. So they're just going to have to go look for someone else. But, you know, congratulations to him. That's exciting. Defensive coordinator with Staley, who he knows very well. So, you know, good for him, and hopefully the Broncos find someone just as good to fill that spot.
Kendall, I'll tell you this. We can never find somebody as talented as you to fill your spot at the station. You do so much awesome stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
But, Kendall, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That was Kendall Valenzuela, presented by Johnson Auto Plaza on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.